delighted to be joined on the line by Leanne, who is the General Manager of Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. So, very good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Lovely to talk to you. How is everything today? Are you out in the sunshine?
Beautiful and sunny, and I'm sitting outside. It's amazing.
Now, most people do know about Hopefield, but if somebody's listening out there that don't know anything about Hopefield Animal Sanctuary, tell us about what you do there.
We rescue abused and neglected and unwanted animals from any shapes and sizes. We've got anything from rabbits, we've got spiny mice, we've got horses, goats, pigs, sheep, we've got reindeer, we've got raccoons, yeah, and many, many more. We've got over 500 animals at the sanctuary that have all sort of been from really bad backgrounds or unwanted. We've got a few core members of staff, and then the majority of them are volunteers that give up their free time to come down and help out, which is amazing.
Now, we're in the middle of this COVID outbreak at the moment, and it's affected so many businesses, and especially charities that rely on people coming through the doors and doing fundraising events, which is obviously for the last 3 months has stopped. So how has COVID affected everybody at Hopefield?
I mean, we naturally closed in November anyway over winter, and then we are scheduled to open in March, but with the COVID we didn't open at all, so we've actually been shut since November.
Yeah.
We were planning to open till in March though, but because of the COVID they put the lockdown on, so we weren't allowed to open. But this time of year is the time of year that we do, because the sun's out, everyone wants to be out and about, and that we take full hard work and get it, so all our fun days are up and running, so that we're raising funds for next winter. So the summer we raise all the money for next winter. But obviously because we've not been able to open, we've missed Easter, which is usually one of our biggest times of year. You know, we may miss out on the 6 weeks holidays, depending on whether we're opening or not. And that money is crucial for the winter. So although we're actually okay now and we're in pretty high spirits, you know, the staff and volunteers are really working hard and we're so proud of them. And everyone obviously is doing it for the animals. It's the winter coming that obviously we're worried about, that we're going to struggle because we're not going to have the money that we would have usually raised. So that's when it's going to hit us hard, I think. So we're just trying to prepare for that.
Now, your takings, as you said, are down by 30%, which is which is a huge amount. And as you said, you shut through the winter. So basically, during the year, you're raising funds to make sure that you can look after and feed the animals throughout the winter. It's been running for 37 years. We hope that it will carry on going for another 37 or even more.
Hopefully,
so how can people help? Is there anything like adopting an animal? What sort of schemes have you got that people, if they can't actually get to Hopefield because you can't actually go and see the animals at the moment, how else can they get involved with raising money?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of stuff online. Our Facebook page is full of information on how you can support the sanctuary. There's sponsoring an animal. We're doing a £2 a month appeal as well. We've got a COVID urgency appeal as well. We've got Amazon wish list as well. So if anyone wants to buy something directly for the animals, and we're doing lives as well. So we go on Facebook Live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So people can actually just get involved there. And what we're telling people as well is, even if they just want to like and share Hopefield's story and get Hopefield out and about, just so that we don't get forgotten in all this as well, that would be amazing.
When do you think you might be able to be open for children and adults to come along?
It's really hard to say, because although I think the 4th of July is a date that everyone's hoping to hit, we obviously have to make sure that everything is safe for not only the public, for the staff and volunteers as well. And to do the work on that, it takes money, and we haven't, you know, we have to go by the funds that we've got. So we're trying to do the work, and everyone's working really hard. We're hoping to open soon, but we haven't actually got a date as yet. And you can go on our website as well, but our Facebook is really active at the moment, because we're trying to keep people connected to the animals and the work that we're doing.
Excellent. Now, that is Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. All the details will obviously be up online. Do you want to give a quick shout out for the page?
Yeah, it's Hopefield Animal Sanctuary, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter as well.
If you're out there and you love animals and you want to get involved, then do check out Hopefield Animal Sanctuary on the web, on Facebook or their website, and you know, help, as you said, from £2 a month.
Yeah, £2 a month is all we're doing.
Brilliant. Lovely to talk to you. Have a
Thank
great
you
afternoon
so much for having me.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye.
bye. And they do have some amazing animals there at the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. So if you love your animals and you want to help out, they've been going for 37 years. Let's keep them going for a lot longer. Just coming up to 11:30.